You're tuned to New Sound Radio 92 FM. This is a community hour, and I'm Pete Day. Now, whilst we all know that we're not going to live forever, are we? And we're going to die one day, aren't we? It seems like, I don't know, it doesn't seem to make it any easier when we're faced with the loss of a member of our family, a loved one, or a friend. Different people seem to handle the situation in different ways, and some people never really seem to reclaim their lives at all following a bereavement. Of course, there are emotional strains, but also, of course, practical matters of, I don't know, sorting out wills. Well, if there is one, of course, arranging funerals, filling in forms, dealing with different government departments and so on. The death of someone close to you can be the most challenging situation that you'll ever find yourself in, emotionally, practically, and often financially as well. It's a situation that, as well as many of us, have not properly planned for, and we haven't really maybe seriously considered it, even though we know that this is an inevitable fact of life, really. Here's a look at some of these issues. We're joined now live in the studio by Sandra Smith from the Newham-based Drop-In Bereavement Centre. Sandra, thanks for joining us here on New Sound Radio 92 FM.
Thank you very much for having me.
Well, can you just tell us what exactly goes on down the Drop-In Bereavement Centre?
I'm a co-founder and a volunteer at the Drop-In Bereavement Centre. We're an organisation that is for people that are finding it very hard to cope with their grief, with their bereavement. Either they're having physical problems, they're not eating, they're not sleeping, panic attacks, that's emotional problems, also mental problems in that they can't cope with the loss of their partner, because bereavement does mean ripping apart, and that's how you feel. So we're a support organisation that offers counselling for 6 to 10 sessions, and then we offer therapies, Indian head, reflexology. It's all about the person to get them into a better place. Okay. After they've lost a loved one.
Okay, I mean, and how do people get involved? Do they just sort of knock on the door? Are they referred? How does this all happen?
There are two ways that people can come to the centre. One is at just to drop in and speak to one of our volunteers there. We take a few details, but it's all very confidential, or they can go to their doctor and get a referral form from their doctor, and we'll see them that way. We have a waiting list of about 2 weeks, but that's not long compared what's out there on offer at the moment.
Yeah. And you said it's counselling. I mean, what sort of thing? I mean, a lot of people sort of think, oh, what's counselling? What's that all about? And they're not too sure. What exactly happens? What do people expect if they can have something like that? It scares a lot of people.
It does. Yeah. Counselling does. And a lot of people say, oh, I don't need counselling. But until, you know, you are grieving, you realise that you do need some help, that you won't be able to maybe get through this on your own. So counselling is for about an hour, and it's with a bereavement counsellor. And you can talk to them about the way you're feeling, your emotions, and what the counsellor will do. Will try and reassure you, because you do feel like you are going mad with the grief, and you need to talk to somebody about it to know if these emotions...
Someone who's maybe not connected as well. So it's good. I'm not saying you shouldn't talk to members of your family and friends, but sometimes it's good to have someone who's completely outside of all that.
That's
isn't it?
Right.
You can bounce ideas, and you can say, this might sound really stupid, but... And you can say
that's
that.
Right.
And you can say anything. Yeah.
Because your family, they want to fix you. They want you right. They want you well very, very quickly. Because they're finding it hard, especially the family members that love you. So you can't really tell them how you're feeling. And you're in a really bad place. And you can't actually express your feelings to them. So talking to an outsider does help. And you do need to offload it, because you're carrying it with you all the time. You have issues of anger. You're feeling so sad, and all these things are going around in your head, and you do need to talk to somebody about it, and they will help you offload it, but get to a better place and offer you tools that will be able to help you to get you through the journey, which is grief. And it's not a quick fix with bereavement. There is no happy tablet. It is a big, big, long process, and it can be very exhausting as well. But not just with the counselling, that we do have a support group for people that after they have the counselling, they can talk to other members that have gone through it as well.
And find out they're not the only person in the world that's in this situation.
Yeah, you do feel isolated when you've lost somebody. You do feel that people don't understand what you're going through, even though they are trying. And you want to talk to somebody that's going through it, and then you realise that it's not just you, and it is a support group.
Have you any personal experience of this? I mean, how did you get involved in this? Is it?
Yes, I lost my husband a few years ago.
Okay, I'm sorry, yeah.
Thank you. And I did desperately was looking for some help. I did look on the internet. I was looking for books in the library, which I think there was only one at the time. I knew I needed help. The doctor was there, but only offered me antidepressants. And I knew I was in a bad place, and I didn't even know whether I was going to get through. And I went on the internet and I met the other co-founder, Olive, and we started talking, and we realised that we'd both was going through similar things. And that
you weren't the only person in the world who felt like this.
That's right. And we weren't going mad.
Yeah.
And and there isn't much out there, I'm afraid to say. But again, until you've gone through grief, bereavement, losing someone, you don't know that. I never knew there wasn't. It meant, you know, the services weren't there.
Because it is. I mean, it's actually quite unique. Your centre, isn't it? Really?
Yeah, we're the only one in the country, and. And it is needed. You know, we do have people walking off from the streets. Doctors are referring to us. Also, psychological services are referring to us, because the doctors seem to think that if we're in grief, then something is mentally wrong with us, and they send us to psychological services. And but what all really a person needs is support.
Because grief, really, I mean, in many ways, it's very normal. It's a normal part of human life, isn't it?
Is normal,
I mean, you know, because it's something we all go for at some stage in our life. I mean, there'd be something wrong with you almost if you didn't at some stage in your life, wouldn't you? You'd almost be a machine, wouldn't you?
Yeah, it is normal. Yeah. It's a very normal process, and it will happen to all of us.
Yeah.
But what you realise that when you are going through it, if the centre wasn't there, there is not much for the person that has lost, and then you become very isolated. You do become physically and mentally unwell, and this could go on for years and years if it isn't dealt with properly.
Yeah.
That's why we set up the centre, because without I know meeting Olive and setting up the centre, I wouldn't be here today, and I wouldn't be as well as I am and have the strength that I've got.
I mean, is this open to anybody, this service? Is it? I mean, is it just because you're based in Newham? We'll give the address and things right at the end. But you're based in Newham, but is it just for Newham residents, or is this for anybody or what?
No, it's for anybody that lives in the surrounding areas. But we've had people come as far as Southend, because again, there is nothing in Southend for people that are going through bereavement. Even the workplace doesn't understand. They do expect you back at work, back at your desk, and it's this thing, get on with it.
Yeah,
believe you me out there, you do not get over bereavement. It lives with you, alongside you, and it is a monster. But you do learn, there is hope, you do learn to control it and live with it. But that's only because of the centre that I can say that.
Okay. Also, you do practical help as well. I mean, that's the emotional side of it. I mean, I'm not sort of completely separating these two things, because I think practical and psychological things, I mean, and support comes together. But what sort of practical things can you help people with? I'm just thinking in terms of people suddenly find themselves that their financial situation's changed. Or
that's right. Well, their whole world has changed. Not just they've lost that person, but the whole landscape. Financial things are very, very important at this time. They could lose their home. They might not be able to find the rent. So we can signpost them to areas that they need to look at. We do help people fill in their forms. We also offer a will service for people that want to, once their spouse has died, or they want to, they're the only survivor parent, and they want to get it right, and they want to need a solicitor, and we do have a solicitor that comes in.
Okay, is there a charge for this? Or?
It's a very, very small charge. Okay. Nothing like if you went privately to a solicitor.
Yeah, I mean, because obviously you walk into a solicitor's office and they go up and say £100 just to sit in a chair.
Yes.
Do you want a cup of tea? That's another £100.
Yes, no. It's a very minimal charge that this is
thinking in terms of wills. I mean, not everybody has a will. Is it a good idea, do you think?
It is a very good idea, but I know we're terrible in this country. We don't really start thinking of making a will to maybe win our 60s or 70s or but no.
A lot of people would say, oh, I haven't got a lot of money. I'm not sort of like a lord, whatever. I don't, you know, own loads and loads of property. I mean, do something like that still need a will, do you think?
Well, you do, because you need to tell people what your wishes are. Maybe if you've got jewellery, if you've got special items that you want to leave. Because we've come grief again, there comes other issues that those that are left behind have to deal with the estate. And it's not because, you know, not everybody gets on or sees eye to eye once that person's gone. So there are so many other issues after that person has gone.
It makes it a lot easier, I think, for the people who are left behind. Even just sort of things, well, do you want to be cremated? Do you want to be buried? Do you want what sort of religious festival? Do you know, sort of celebration? How do you, if you just do that, if it's all written down, there's no arguments over it.
No.
I think members of the family can all start, oh no, they're a lapsed Catholic, but should he be a Catholic or should he be the enlightened?
That's
this sort
right.
Of thing.
Now we do and find it that gets, yeah. That losing someone is just one part of it. There are so many other complex areas in it. Some people don't, in the funeral, there's arguments. So there's so many different complexes when you do lose somebody.
Okay.
But we do offer we do have bingo nights there.
I can't imagine that.
We are a support group. Again, not just offering the support with the counselling. We are trying to give people hope that they can start enjoying themselves.
Yeah.
And it is like a support group. And we offer, we do, soon we're going to be doing a pie and mash night. Because all of our people that have, say, come through on the counselling, they want to stay, they want to talk, they want to chat, and they want to make friends that are in the similar situation. So, and also that gets things back on the calendar for them.
That completely changes around the whole idea of it. You sort of have this idea of a bereavement centre. It's all going to be like people all dressed in black.
Yes.
Sitting there with top hats and things like that, and looking very grim. And now you're telling me about the bingo and the pie and mash night.
Yes, It is a very serious, especially at the beginning, at the beginning, people come in and they are in a bad way. But getting to know us, and I say they're normally coming for about 6 to 10 weeks. They're talking to us, they're opening up. We are, if you like, become their new friend. And with the when they come for a coffee, there are other volunteers there. They start chatting. We do have a cake sale in April. We've recently just been to Hampton Court, a group of 20 of us that have all lost for various reasons, whether they've lost their mother, their father, their partner, their friend. It's a nice day out, but we're offering hope as well that you can get through that. You can get through it.
It sounds fantastic. Okay, how can people get in contact with you then?
Okay, well, we're based in Plaistow and...
You're on Grange Road, aren't you?
Grange Road is where we are.
Yeah, 187 Grange Road,
187 Grange Road, and the telephone number is 0207 511 6444. And you can speak to
I'll tell you what, people might want to write that down. Could you just give us that number just one more time?
Sorry, it's 0207 511 6444.
And we'll give that number right at the end, shall
thank
we,
you,
as well?
Thank
And also, you've got a website as well. Can people find that?
Yes, we're on the website. And if they just put in drop in bereavement centre, our
in a search engine in Google or one of these sorts of things,
that's it will come up. You'll see what we're offering, the services, and
because you've got a really complicated website address, haven't you? It's impossible to remember,
yes,
isn't it?
But
you do it in a search engine, you'll find
you will find us, because I know out there now already there's probably somebody that's at home in stress and they don't know where to go, and please come down to us. We can help you. We can get you through this.
Okay. I tell you what, Sandra, we've got to go to the break now, yeah? But it's just one final thing, yeah? If there's someone now who's listening, yeah, and they're bereaved, and it may have been fairly recent, it may have been even a long time ago, yeah? What's the one piece of advice that you would give them? What's the one piece of advice? As someone, you've been through this yourself. What would be the one piece of advice you'd give them?
Hope, that there is hope out there. You will get through this. It will take time. Be very patient with yourself. Take pigeon steps, especially in the first year. Everything is a first. But your life will move forward, but in a different way. And you will get through it. But I do know you do need help and support out there. So please come to us.
Sandra Smith from the Newham-based Drop Bereavement Centre. Thanks for joining us here on New Sound Radio 92 FM. But you will stay, won't you? Because after the break, we've got a special report on that art exhibition down at the Tower Gallery, where it was looking at Breaking the Chains. It's looking at modern slavery and human trafficking. You'll stay for that, won't you?
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
Very serious subject. Okay. All right. Stay tuned to New Sound Radio 92 FM.
Advertise on New Sound Radio.